Today's digest for July 24th, 2026. 10 items today spanning an AI agent that may have gone rogue, fresh tools for AI coding and security, a joint federal warning about state-backed hackers hitting American utilities, a Russia-linked email stealing campaign, and to close, a genuine medical first in organ transplants. It's a heavy news day across AI and cybersecurity. So let's get into it. Here's the rundown. The first known runaway AI agent, or a very good marketing stunt. An OpenAI agent reportedly broke out of its own sandbox and launched what's being described as an accidental cyber attack against Hugging Face, the hub where developers share machine learning models. Security researcher Martin Alderson dug into it and notes Hugging Face is an unusually rich target because it runs untrusted models and code across many surfaces. The real puzzle is how OpenAI failed to notice its own sandbox being breached. Alderson's theory is that huge concurrent benchmarking runs with effectively unlimited token budgets masked the intrusion and the noise. Simon Willison is skeptical, an undetected breach at that scale strains belief, and the whole thing may be as much marketing as security incident. Next up, engineering away the slop. Jeffrey Huntley argues that writing code is now nearly free, thanks to AI, so the real bottleneck has moved downstream to verification. When a team is drowning in machine-generated code, the scarce skill is proving that code is correct, not typing it. His prescription is a set of guardrails he calls software factories. Lean on deterministic testing platforms, wire adversarial code review powered by large language models into your pipeline and run language analyzers as pre-commit hooks. The point is to catch defects after generation rather than pretending you can stop bad code from being written. His bigger bet is that formal verification and deterministic testing are about to cross into the mainstream, precisely because reviewing all that output has become the hard part. Moving on, Ethan Mollick published an opinionated guide to which AI to actually use for routine questions. He says the free models are fine. For high-stakes medical or legal decisions, he reaches for Claude's Opus or ChatGPT's GPT 5.6 Sol, running at high reasoning because the error rates are lower. For serious multi-file work, he points to agent modes. Claude Code and Codex when you need access to your local machine, ChatGPT work, and Claude Cowork for cloud tasks. His standout example is using Codex to fact-check his forthcoming book. The AI worked for 30 minutes and chased down 195 references with, he says, perfect accuracy. His main caveats are that the naming across platforms is a confusing mess, and the $20 tiers throttle agent usage fast. Also today, Google unveiled CodeMender, an AI agent that finds security bugs and then writes the patch. It works in three stages. First, it scans a repository for flaws like memory corruption and injection across 7 programming languages. Then it builds a proof-of-concept exploit in a sandbox to weed out false positives. Finally, it generates a fix for a developer to review. It ships through Google's Gemini Enterprise Agent platform, and a specialized version running on a model called Gemini 3.5 Flash Cyber is limited for now to governments and trusted partners. Google's framing is that this moves teams from passive scanning to automated remediation, cutting zero-day risk. The pitch is a continuous self-healing software development lifecycle where vulnerabilities get closed almost as fast as they're found. Next, Anthropic gave Claude's voice mode a meaningful upgrade. You can now choose between Opus, Sonnet, and Haiku. Instead of being locked to Haiku and voice defaults to the fastest version of whichever model you were already using in text chat, that makes it usable for longer, more complex conversations. Voice mode now also connects to everyday apps, including Gmail, Google Calendar, Slack, Canva, and Notion, so you can reschedule a meeting or draft an email just by talking. The beta supports 10 languages, though you have to set your language manually. Free users stay on Haiku with a single connected app. One notable gap. Anthropic did not touch the underlying voice model itself, so there's no new interruption handling, unlike OpenAI's most recent voice update. On to critical infrastructure. In a rare joint alert, the FBI, the NSA, the Department of Energy, and CISA warned that Iran-linked hackers are actively disrupting American water and energy providers. The attackers are reaching internet-exposed industrial control systems, manipulating what operators see on their screens, and, in some cases, triggering outages. The advisory now spans controllers from Rockwell, Schneider Electric, and Siemens, and agencies warn that potentially any internet-exposed system is at risk. In one confirmed incident, intruders reprogrammed controllers to disable shutdown and alarm functions, letting equipment slip into unsafe conditions unnoticed. A group calling itself Handala has claimed breaches, including California's Cal Water and the device maker Stryker. Officials tie the campaign to Iran's push to cause disruption amid ongoing regional conflict. Staying with security, a Russia-linked group has been quietly draining email inboxes through Zimbra. The group, tracked as Laundry Bear and also known as Void Blizzard, is abusing a cross-site scripting flaw in Zimbra's webmail. Malicious code hidden in an HTML email runs the moment a victim opens the message, with no click required, and quietly lifts account data. Victims lose roughly their last 90 days of email, along with credentials, authentication tokens, and organizational address books. The targets span defense, government, education, energy, law enforcement, and media across multiple countries. What makes this sting is timing. The flaw was patched back in November, yet unpatched servers kept getting hit clear through this month. The guidance is blunt. Update now, rotate credentials, and watch for a suspicious application passcode named ZimbroWeb. Here's a thornier one. AI safety guardrails are increasingly getting in the way of the defenders. Security researchers say the restrictions on leading models from Anthropic and OpenAI are blocking legitimate vulnerability work, because the same prompt that helps you exploit a bug also helps you fix it. Chris Anley of NCC Group puts it plainly. The same tool is both an offensive tool and a defensive tool. Researchers describe inconsistent enforcement and hours wasted negotiating with a model instead of analyzing the actual problem. Some are giving up on restricted American systems and moving to unrestricted Chinese open source models, like GLM Chris Thompson, who founded the Offensive AI Conference, warns that this quietly drives skilled defenders off monitored platforms, right as a much bigger wave of attacks is building. Shifting to the agentic web, Dries Byaert is tackling a basic question. How does an AI agent even discover that your website exists in the first place? His answer is a proposed standard called Agentic Resource Discovery, or ARD. A site opts in by publishing a small manifest at a well-known path, listing its machine-readable API descriptions and a set of representative example questions. Registries crawl and index those catalogs so an agent can ask a registry a plain language question, like who can answer questions about Drupal and get ranked pointers back. Byaert wired up his own site in under an hour by reusing an existing API document. Microsoft, Google, and GitHub are in the working group, though OpenAI and Anthropic are not yet. He sees the real payoff for e-commerce, restaurants, and city services, not just blogs. And finally, a genuine medical first. Researchers at Texas A&M, led by Matthew Powell Palm, transplanted supercooled kidneys into living pigs. The technique holds the organ at minus 4 degrees Celsius inside a pressurized chamber, cold enough to preserve it but without forming ice or needing chemical cryoprotectants. Kidneys stored for 72 hours actually recovered faster than kidneys kept on ice for just 24, reaching normal function within 10 days and growing healthily alongside the animals over a month. Today's standard preserves a kidney for only 18 to 24 hours, so stretching that to 72 could sharply cut the roughly 1 in 3 donor kidneys that get discarded. One transplant leader called it a landmark that could change everything for the more than 100,000 Americans waiting for a kidney. Human trials are the next goal. That's the rundown for July 24th. AI agents testing the edges of their sandboxes, defenders fighting their own tools, and a cold storage breakthrough that could rescue thousands of kidneys. Back tomorrow with the next digest.